huge-scale hypocrisy exposed. Hi, I'm Matt Staver with Freedom's Call. The Southern Poverty Law Center's hypocrisy finally comes out of the closet. On March 13, the SPLC fired co-founder Morris Dees. This happened after the long-standing behavior of ongoing sexual harassment and racial discrimination resurfaced. Then a few days later, the organization's president, Richard Cohen, also resigned. This is the same SPLC that maliciously and fraudulently labels Christian, pro-family, and conservative nonviolent groups as hate groups. This false labeling existed so that the SPLC could advance its enormous fundraising efforts. They mishandled funds, ripped off donors, and acted hatefully toward the very groups they claimed to protect. They have become the voice of the oppressor rather than the voice of the oppressed. The Southern Poverty Law Center needs more than a change in leadership. It needs to reform its values. Stay informed on this and other topics at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.